Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're taking a deep dive into something pretty wild, the edge of chaos. Now, you're all engineering students, so you're familiar with systems, right? Like circuits, feedback loops, things that try to find a stable state. But what happens when systems aren't so neat and tidy?
Well, the really cool thing is that a lot of systems in nature, even ones with super simple rules, can actually create behavior that's incredibly complex and unpredictable, like way more than you'd think. These are what we call dynamical systems.
Okay, so not just your average run-of-the-mill systems. We're talking about something a little bit wilder, I guess. So what makes these so different? What makes them dynamical?
Well, let's think about it this way. You know how even a simple circuit can have those feedback loops that create weird oscillations or like sudden changes in how it behaves? Like, it's kind of like how a thermostat works, right? It's always adjusting to try and keep the temperature just right.
Yeah, I get that. This constant push and pull, always trying to find that balance point.
Exactly. And when we try to model these systems, like with circuits, we can map out all their possible states. And this map, we call it the system's state space.
So instead of having a blueprint of the system itself, it's more like we have a blueprint of every single way it could possibly act.
You got it. And here's the real mind blower. Even with simple deterministic rules governing these systems, we can get what's called emergent behavior. And can be totally unexpected.
Okay, hold on. You're telling me something that's predictable at, like, the micro level can become unpredictable at the macro level. Give me an example. I need to wrap my head around this.
All right, picture this game called The Game of Life. It's played on a grid, and each little square or cell is either on or off. And then you have a few basic rules that decide whether a cell switches on or off based on its neighbors. Simple enough, right?
Yeah. It sounds almost too simple. I don't see how flipping cells on and off can lead to anything that complex.
Aha! But the complexity comes from how those simple rules interact over time. You start with an easy pattern, run the simulation, and bam! You get these insanely intricate patterns. Some of them move, some blink, some even self-replicate.
Wait, self-replicate? Seriously, just from those basic on or off rules, that's amazing.
Pretty mind-boggling, right? And this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to emergent behavior. To model these systems, we use tools like Boolean networks and cellular automata. They let us see how simple rules can make complexity explode like that.
Wow. Okay. So we've got these dynamical systems doing all sorts of crazy, unexpected things. But where does this edge of chaos thing come in?
Right. Well, think about how systems like to settle into certain states over time. Like a pendulum eventually just stops, right? We call those resting states attractors.
So an attractor is like the system's favorite spot, the place it naturally wants to be, kind of like, I don't know, a ball rolling to the lowest point in a valley.
Exactly. But here's the thing. These attractors can be really simple, like your ball in a valley, or they can be crazy complex, even chaotic. In a chaotic system, even a tiny change can completely change the outcome. It's almost impossible to predict.
So it's like the system's always teetering on the edge of becoming totally unpredictable?
Yeah, you could say that. And that brings us to the edge of chaos. It's the zone between perfect order and total chaos, a place where systems are both stable and dynamic.
So finding that sweet spot, not too rigid, not too random. But why is this edge of chaos so important?
Well, let me ask you this. What happens to a system that's too ordered, too rigid? Can it change and adapt easily? Think of a machine that breaks down if one tiny part malfunctions.
Yeah, no, you definitely need some wiggle room, some flexibility to handle whatever comes your way.
Right. But then on the other hand, a system that's pure chaos is just too unpredictable, right? It's like building something on shifting sand. Nothing stable can ever form.
Gotcha. So it's about finding that balance, that sweet spot between order and chaos, being tough enough to handle the little stuff, but flexible enough to change when you need to.
Exactly. You're getting it. And this is where things get really interesting. Scientists like Langton and Kaufman, they've actually suggested that this edge of chaos might be the perfect spot for life itself to emerge.
Hold on. You're saying that life, like all the amazing complexity we see, might actually need this in-between zone to exist. But why?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The idea is that this edge of chaos lets systems be tough enough to handle small disturbances, but also adaptable enough to evolve and change in response to big ones. And that's a pretty powerful combination.
This is definitely some mind-bending stuff. We've got a lot to unpack here, so we'll be right back after a quick break to explore this edge of chaos in more detail.
So before the break, we were talking about why this whole edge of chaos thing might be so important for life.
Yeah, we were saying how this balance between order and chaos could be like the perfect spot for complexity and evolution to, really take off. But it's still kind of hard to imagine life existing in that kind of in-between state. Seems a little counterintuitive.
It is a pretty wild idea, isn't it? But let's dig into why this edge of chaos is so special. Okay, think about a system that's totally ordered. Like, picture a crystal.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Now, a crystal is super stable, but it's also very rigid. I
Right,
mean,
it can't really change or adapt very well. It's kind of like a computer program that's stuck in a loop.
exactly. Now, imagine the opposite. A system that's completely chaotic. Like, think of water flowing in a really turbulent way.
Okay, got it. Super chaotic.
It's constantly changing, but there's no real structure, no organization, nothing's really holding it together.
So there's no way for anything meaningful to come out of all that randomness.
Exactly. Now, the edge of chaos is right in between those two extremes. It's where you get systems that are tough, meaning they can handle shocks and changes, but they're also adaptable, meaning they can evolve and find new solutions when they need to.
So it's like a system that can roll with the punches, but it can also like transform itself when it has to.
You got it. And this is where the connection to life gets really interesting. Think about all the incredible diversity and adaptability of life on Earth. Like, organisms are constantly reacting to changes in their environment, developing new traits, finding new ways to survive.
It's like life's this giant experiment, always pushing the limits of what's possible.
Exactly. And that's why some scientists think that this edge of chaos might be the perfect place for this kind of experimentation and evolution to happen. It gives you that balance between stability and change that lets things both stay alive and come up with new ideas.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this all comes together. But how does this edge of chaos actually show up in the real world? Are there any specific examples?
Oh, absolutely. One of the most fascinating examples comes from studying gene regulatory networks. These networks control how genes are turned on and off, which affects everything from how an organism develops to how it responds to changes around it.
So they're like the control centers for life.
That's a great way to put it. And what's really cool is that these gene networks seem to behave a lot like systems that are right on that edge of chaos. They're complex and interconnected, but they're also flexible and responsive.
So they can adapt to changes in the environment without just falling apart.
Exactly. And that ability to adapt is super important for survival, especially in environments that are constantly changing.
This makes me think about evolution itself. Do you think it's possible that the whole process of evolution is driven by this back and forth between order and chaos?
That's a really deep question, and it's something that evolutionary biologists are really digging into right now. The idea is that systems on that edge of chaos are more likely to come up with new variations and adaptations, which gives natural selection more material to work with.
So it's not just about random mutations happening. It's about having a system that's ready to explore those mutations and find the ones that actually work.
You got it. It's like having a system that's constantly tinkering, experimenting, pushing the boundary.
Wow, this is blowing my mind. But if this edge of chaos is so important for life and evolution, why don't we see it everywhere?
That's a great question, and it takes us to one of the most debated parts of this whole idea. You see, while there is some evidence that certain biological systems work in this zone, there's also evidence that a lot of systems, especially at the cellular level, actually prefer more ordered ways of doing things.
So are you saying that this edge of chaos might not be the whole story?
It's still an open question. What's really cool here is that it makes us think harder about what complexity really is. Maybe the edge of chaos is more important at certain levels of life, while other levels operate under different
So
rules.
it's like this giant system of systems, each with its own set of rules and wheel of behaving.
That's a great way to think about it. And it really highlights how much more we need to learn about how these different levels work together and affect each other.
All right, we've covered a lot here. From gene networks, the whole idea of evolution. I'm ready to go even deeper into this world of complexity. What's next on our journey to the edge of chaos? Okay, so we're back, and we've been exploring this idea that life might actually do best at the edge of chaos, that sweet spot between total order and complete randomness. But we ended on a bit of a mystery last time.
We did, didn't we? We were starting to think about why some biological systems seem to like order more than that chaotic edge. It's a real head scratcher that's making scientists rethink what complexity really means.
Yeah, because if this edge of chaos is so important for things like adaptation and evolution, you'd think everything would want to be there, right?
It's easy to think that the edge of chaos is the answer to everything, but it turns out different levels of life might have different ideas about where they want to be on that order chaos spectrum.
So what works for, like, a gene network might not work for a whole organism or a whole ecosystem.
You got it. Think about it. A single cell needs things to be pretty organized, right? Too much chaos in there, and things could literally fall apart.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You need that stability for those basic life processes to keep ticking.
Exactly. But when you zoom out, like, to the level of an organ, a whole creature, or even a whole ecosystem, you might start to see more of that edge of chaos thing happening.
So it's like this hierarchy of complexity. Different levels can handle different amounts of chaos.
That's a really good way to think about it. And looking at it this way, understanding all these different levels is super important for figuring out how complexity actually works in the real world. It's not just about finding that one perfect spot between order and chaos. It's about understanding how all these different levels talk to each other and affect each other.
You know, this makes me think about engineering. We're always trying to design things to be super stable and predictable. But maybe we could learn something from this whole embracing chaos thing.
Absolutely. Engineers are actually using these ideas of complexity and self-organization more and more to design systems that are tougher and more adaptable.
Oh, really? Can you give me an example? Like, how are they actually using this stuff?
One really cool area is swarm robotics. Instead of building one really complicated robot, engineers are making groups of simpler robots that can work together, adapt to their environment, and even fix each other.
So it's like they're copying ant colonies or flocks of birds, using that group behavior to do complicated things.
That's the idea. And it turns out this approach is super tough and flexible. These swarms can handle unexpected problems, deal with changes around them, and even keep going if some of them break down.
That's incredible. It's like those robots are using that edge of chaos to become something way bigger than just a bunch of parts.
You got it. And that's just one example. We're seeing these ideas being used in all sorts of fields, from managing traffic to responding to disasters, anywhere where being adaptable and tough is really important.
This whole deep dive has been amazing. We started by talking about self-organization, how systems can get organized without anyone telling them what to do. Then we jumped into dynamical systems and saw how even super simple rules can create all this complex, unpredictable stuff.
Yeah, we learned about attractors, those states that systems naturally fall into, and how they can be simple and stable or wild and chaotic. And that led us to this edge of chaos, this exciting zone between order and randomness where things can be tough but also flexible.
Right. We talked about how this edge of chaos might be crucial for life to begin and evolve, and how different parts of life might have different comfort levels with chaos.
And then we saw how engineers are taking these ideas and using them to design better systems, from swarms of robots to smarter energy grids.
This has really made me think differently about how systems work, how things get complex, and how we can design for a world that's always changing. It's been a wild ride.
It's been fantastic exploring these ideas with you. And to everyone listening, if this has got you curious, I encourage you to keep digging into this world of complexity. Who knows what we'll discover out there at the edge of chaos?